Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Enough is enough. We need to call a spade a spade. Trans people don't exist. Let me say it again. Trans people do not exist. I can tape a stick on a horse's head, but that doesn't make it a unicorn. It's a horse, folks. Total horse. These are deeply disturbed individuals who have been manipulated by liars and psychopaths in positions of influence. They are on mind drugs, very powerful, and they're all addicted to porn. Porno is what some people call it, I believe. Very destructive to the mind and spirit is pornography. My fellow Americans, enough.
Now, sadly, I have to tell a lot of you, because you can't figure it out on your own, that that was not a real video. That was AI generated. I know. The resemblance is striking. Like the words and the mouth moving, they all seem to match. But I promise you, it was AI generated. He really didn't go off the edge, all right? Everybody calm down. I know some of you guys are rolling in here and didn't quite catch up to it, and that's okay. That's okay, because as we're waiting on everybody to roll in here, I'm just going to let you guys enjoy this before we continue on, because this next portion is going to be what Florida does. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Florida has been kind of at war with the LGBT community. Well, maybe not the LGBT community as a whole, but definitely whoever it is that runs out there with like paint and chalk at night and like goes over their sidewalks. Everybody's got a gayborhood in their biggest major city, and they go over there and they paint over everything. Well, that's, you know, Florida is just not having it, man. I thought Texas was holding it down when it goes to like straight up conservatism. Nah, nope. Texas, nope. You guys go look at Florida. Florida's got it going on, man. All right. Downtown Dallas, y'all ain't got nothing on Florida. Florida is just literally mopping the streets. They're like, we're over it. We're done. We're cleaning the house. Scott Bevins coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Now, in all sincerity, I am about to talk to you guys about something that is a little bit more serious. I was kind of shocked this afternoon because I had a friend that actually wrote me, told me that I apparently am just a degree or two of separation from what took place over inside of Minnesota. These people that are seen on camera here running off to school, one of my friend's good friends, their child was in the school yesterday and was shot through the neck. And they are in serious condition inside of the hospital. And what I'm going to do for you guys, as you go up and you go in there, I'm going to drop this down in the chat. They have started a GoFundMe. And if you guys, if so choose, out of the goodness of your heart, I'm going to go ahead and pin it up to the top of this for the duration of the show so that you guys can go in there and donate to it if you want. I can't believe the crap that's happening. Confirm. Genevieve's healing journey. On August 27th, her world was shattered. The sense of safety and security was ripped away by incomprehensible violence during a school shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church, Minneapolis, Minnesota, where children were targeted at the school. Genevieve was struck by a gunshot to the neck and remains in critical condition. Her medical journey is uncertain. She is surrounded by a dedicated care team working tirelessly to give her the best chance at discovery. Ladies and gentlemen, if you so choose, at least drop a prayer in there and help that family out if you could. Now, we are going to be going over a lot of different things today. We're going to be going over Yemen and how they got the living crap bombed out of them. All right. I mean, they really did. The entire Houthi leadership got taken out in like a matter of minutes. Their spokesperson, commanding general, like even what I'm seeing right now is the prime minister might have actually been taken out in that strike. All of that happened today as we were actually on a live session over here, like during the podcast. And more information is continuing to roll out about that strike. We're going to go over that here in just a little bit. Kiev also ended up getting rocked. The British consul ended up getting struck With it looks like two either it's still kind of unclear whether or not they were ballistic missiles. I don't think they were. Glide bombs, perhaps. I have no freaking idea what ended up striking, but it wasn't a direct hit. It ended up just blasting the street right outside of the consulate. And ended up just wrecking it completely and totally, like just destroying the entire freaking building. Heard the embassy was closed today as well. Before we get into all that, I just want you guys to pay attention to the mayor of Minneapolis, because he's got some great words for you.
Have more guns in America than we have people. The reality is that we have these assault rifles that can reel off 30 clips in conjunction with a magazine before the person even needs to reload. The reality is that these guns make their way into cities across America by the trunk. Have.
Yeah, you heard that right. 30 clips into a magazine before they even have to reload. I don't even, it was so wrong and stupid. I wasn't even able to.
Clips in conjunction with a magazine before the person even needs to reload.
There you go. 30 clips into a magazine before the person even has to reload. Well, first of all, every magazine only takes 3 stripper clips as long as they're fully, you know, loaded up. But I don't understand. Yeah, no. Yeah, you guys heard that right. That is the man that's running that freaking city. So I don't even know what to say about that. But yeah, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, get over there and donate. Help the family out. And at least say a prayer for him. You know, do everybody a favor. At least say a prayer for him. Again, it's pinned up over the top of the chat. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. decided to come out in an interview on CNN and actually threw some serious facts down. I want you guys to pay attention to this before we get into everything else, because what's actually being said in this video is absolute truth.
You got to ask yourself a question. A country that's capable of taking out the control of all of Iranian airspace in 72 hours, allowing for the B-2s of the United States to come in and obliterate the nuclear weapons operations in Iran, is not capable of ending this war sooner? Of course we are, but it's because we're taking precautions that no other country has ever taken. No other country has had to face a situation of 450 miles of terror tunnels under an area that's 24 miles long. We're dealing with a ghoulish, fiendish organization that's not only hiding behind civilians, but is using civilians as cannon fodder. They enjoy this. This is a death cult. They say this. You have to read their stuff. We do everything we possibly can. My own son was killed because we do not kill innocent civilians. He went in on foot into Gaza and led the troops at the beginning of the war, was killed when he went into a Hamas booby trap. If we were doing what we're being accused of doing, okay, maybe he'd be alive today. And so many of our soldiers that have died are being alive today. And the demonstrations you showed are only half of the demonstrations. The other half of the demonstrations are families of soldiers who are saying to the prime minister, you have to end this war with a defeat of Hamas, because otherwise we're going back to October 6th.
Before you go, Mr. Ambassador, the name of your fallen son?
Moshe.
Moshe. May his memory be a blessing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I actually just got a text from one of you guys that's out there watching that said thank you for sharing that link. Yeah, always. Okay, so as we continue on, because I want to kind of, there's a lot of information to come out, and I'm trying not to get too drawn down into everything today. I had a lot of stuff going on. You guys can see I'm a little bit affected today. But all right, well, let's go take a listen and see what the United States decided to say to the UN.
We can only solve problems with credibility and integrity. Unfortunately, the recent report from the IPCC doesn't pass the test on either. One of the report's key authors has a lengthy record of bias against Israel, including openly justifying the Houthis' terrorist attacks on Israeli civilian targets. By his own measure, he ought to have recused himself. This helps explain why the normal standards were changed for this declaration, raising significant questions.
Well, I think after, what is it now, coming up on 2 years of war and having to explain over and over and over that they're not doing anything wrong, Israel might have actually been paying attention to what actually works in media. Miss Israel actually went down to the Kerem Shalom crossing to document some of the stuff that's going on down there. Enjoy.
Guys, I have a story time. I once ordered this beautiful white box on Amazon. Said delivered for like days, but nothing showed up. Turns out the driver never picked it up from the warehouse, so I never got my white box. Well, I don't actually have an Amazon Prime, but I'm at Kerem Shalom. All of this equipment that's supposed to be entering Gaza to get to the Palestinians. But did you know that since last May, Israel has delivered over 10,000 trucks filled with aid, 5,000 tons of baby formula, but the UN never picked them up. Look. What's going on here? Why isn't the UN collecting this aid? Don't they want it to reach civilians? Or maybe they're just feeding Hamas propaganda machine. Guys, I have a...
Does that work? Does that work? Do people listen now? I have no idea, but I mean, it seems like something that had to be done. I mean, maybe Israel should just change their entire marketing campaign and more people will actually pay attention and listen to what's actually going on over there. I have absolutely no idea. Matt, where do I get a plate carrier that gives me that cleavage nuke? I have no idea. Also, plate carriers aren't really designed for cleavage. Here's a fun fact. Often women that do have large breasts find plate carriers and body armor, generally speaking, very uncomfortable. The United States military attempted to adopt like a plate carrier at one point in time that would like help out with those things. Apparently, it didn't work at all. So, Chi-Chi's. I believe that's Spanish, right? Yeah, yep. Enhance. Yeah, look at you guys go. See, now all of a sudden the chat's erupting. Look at you freaking nut jobs in there, man. Israelis have genes. Look at you guys go. All right. Okay, here is some war porn. This is a drone dropping a bomb inside of a building over inside of Gaza. Well, I wouldn't say a bomb, but it's dropping an explosive device, likely on other explosive devices inside of this building. Allegedly, what ended up happening was there was an explosive device inside of the building. They couldn't get like to it through a window or something like that, so they blew a hole into the roof and then they dropped another explosive onto the explosives inside of the building. Enjoy.
الواحد طاقة ترمي فوت جوا يا بنات جوا ورا دي
Cletus needs cleavage, chat. Help the boy out. Mary, you have such a kind soul trying to hook up Cletus over in the chat. Cletus just dropping, like, first time I've ever seen Cletus drop DOL in the chat. He's like, hey, SF, come on, help it out, man. First time he even throws it out there, he's just like, boobs. Goes and drops that up over inside the chat. Now, while the Houthis did get destroyed today over in Yemen, before I go across the kill list and show you everything that's been blown up over there, there is one member of the Houthis I really hope didn't get schwacked, because if he did, we're going to be missing out on a lot of really good freaking propaganda videos like these ones right here. Mandy, right on cue, where is the hot guy video? You're welcome. Are we really at that point now where you guys are like so thirsty that it's just like, look, in the chat, we're just going to start hooking people up. Listen, all right, we're just going to go ahead and make life easy for everybody. If you're single, go ahead and just, I don't know, put something down there. And we're going to start off with the dudes first. So dudes, if you're single, go ahead and just tell them that you're single. And then ladies, because apparently this is matchmaker night over on Speak the Truth podcast, just go ahead and say that you're single. And then you guys can all intermingle together, all right? Please include your location so that you guys don't have to chase each other down. You know, make sure you're at least all in the same state, right? So just go ahead and put like, you know, whatever state it is, because that's not dangerous at all, right? Everybody loves meeting people online, but it's okay because you're on Speak the Truth. I'm sure we have really good non-degenerate people in here, seeing how every single time I put any female up on the screen whatsoever, every dude in the chat loses their mind. I'm sure this is the right place I'm sure this is the right place. Danny, Danny's single. Danny's over in Israel. All right. Yeah, but we'll see what I can do for you, Danny. All right. Dear God, look at you guys. Oh, look at that. Oh, over in Connecticut. Oh, my God. You guys are actually doing it. Holy freaking cow. Smokies in Colorado, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. Get after it. Yep, Zohar just wants to tell everybody, happily married. Get off it. Get off of it. Wife on vacation. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people? Look at you go. Single in Colorado, single 46 sailors. Oh, my goodness, man. I can't believe it actually. Okay, guys, everybody calm down. All right, now that the guys have had their chance now, everybody, I need you to calm down. All the guys, calm down. All right, All the guys, calm down. All the guys, calm down. There's apparently a lot of single guys. All the guys, calm down. All right, ladies, the 10 of you that actually watch this program, if you're single, can you please let all of the thirsty gentlemen know? I think we all know that Mary is single, so there you go. Jasmine says, I'm no longer participating in the chat today. It's not covert ops, man. Look at all you people that just dimed out your location, man. How dare you? What are you thinking? Arkansas, there you go. Jock, JCC's in there. I don't even know, man. You guys are freaking out of control. Married to a woman without a penis. Oh, my goodness. You guys are out of control. My girlfriend is a liberal, so I wouldn't feel bad. Kyle says, I'm single here. Is it? I can't. Come on, guys. Come on. Oh, come on now. There we go. We got Adele, single over in Alabama. There you go. Single in Nebraska. Wow, man. Is anybody that watches this program married? Oh, Zelda. Thank God. Thank God. We actually have some married people here. Whew. I know of at least one or two others that are lurking in there somewhere. Mirror Mew just wants everybody to know that this is completely and totally insane in the chat. I couldn't help but to agree. Oh, my goodness, man. I can't believe that just actually went down while the freaking Houthi terror video was playing. All right, everybody calm down because I'm about to go over the airstrikes and show you some of the great, great people that were killed. Now, I played this video this morning, which I was like, oh, that's not that impressive. That doesn't look like Israel really unleashed havoc. I love that. You just got like some random piece of crap flying down the middle of the street after it flew. Are you guys still talking about being married and single? Well, everybody calm down. I'm trying to show war porn over here. Married 11 years. Met my wife on eHarmony. Hell yeah, man. Hey, listen. That is amazing. If any of you guys actually do end up meeting and falling in love, could you please let me know? Like, that is actually something I would really want to know. What are the odds we take out Maduro in Venezuela? That's a good question, Gunfighter, because I'm now seeing reports that we have 7 warships that are down there in the region. People are concerned, thinking that we're going to go down there and invade and take out Maduro. I think we would have a heck of a lot more people in the area if we were going to do that. Those couple destroyers, I don't think not so much. No. Unless we pull a Panama, in which hopefully, you know, maybe we do, and just start packing up a bunch of paratroopers and just go drop them all in there, followed by a bunch of naval gunfire, which I don't think we have if those in the area, but maybe we do. I don't know, you know. But the chances that we go in and take out Maduro, I don't think we're really in the mood to invade another country just to stop drugs from coming in. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Miramu says, I met my husband on a video game, married for 13 years. That's actually really awesome. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Matt is just engagement farming. James, I'm not engagement farming. I actually didn't think that that was going to work, nor did I think that anyone was actually going to do it. I was just, I mean, that is literally the first time I've ever played that game. And apparently now I have to do that. I don't want to say frequently, but from time to time. But yeah, no, really, if you guys end up getting freaking married, like, by all means, let me know. You know, we got people that met on video games over here, so I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities in the year 2025 people end up meeting on the podcast. Holy cow. All right. Matt, where do I get a plate carrier that gives me a cleavage? Nuke can't help you. Plate carriers don't give out cleavage. As a matter of fact, they squish it and they make it smaller. But if you wear stuff right, maybe it'll come out more. Cletus, I see you in there. Nuke says large boobs equals spaced armor for plate carriers XD. Gunfighter says hello. Jay Dolan, She was a tall drink of water, and all the guys in here have been wandering around the desert for a year. Jasmine says, pull up, Maddie. good. Jasmine, I can't. I can't pull up. I know. I can't pull up. How many heads were just blown right now? How many? Kyle Cox says, I'm single in here. Gunfighter says, what are the odds we take out Maduro in Venezuela? James Warwick, Matt is just engagement farming, LOL. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. You guys, man, you're all out of freaking control. All right, let's move on. So, yeah, that was a nice airstrike, but was it really, like, the airstrike? Well, let's check out the airstrike of all airstrikes. No way. Did I not open that tab? Oh, I got a better airstrike video than that one. That's insane. Hold on. No. That's not, no. That is not the airstrike video I'm about to play. Stand by. This, ladies and gentlemen, is an airstrike. James says, now the Discord's going to get weird. Hey, guys, we are not going to be opening up a freaking dating channel over in the Discord. I can't. My head will, like, we have enough problems with people arguing with the mods over there and everything else going on. I don't even want to know the inappropriate crap that's going to be taken into account if that ends up happening. Smokey Sergeant says, the task force is a show of force to show support for Guyana. To let Venezuela, I can't even freaking see anymore, know to back off. Yeah, I don't see anything really coming out of that, man. I really don't. I think that there's a lot of people, if you want to talk about engagement farming, I think all the people warning you the United States is about to invade Venezuela, they are engagement farming. Sky God coming in giving out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Because just to be honest, I haven't heard anything about the United States invading it. But this is, like, you can't get me wrong, this is one of the most beautiful videos I think that's actually out there. Of the strikes. Jasmine, I am not doing it, man. I am not opening one up. No. All right, but listen. What ended up... I can't even have a serious conversation on this YouTube channel today. I'm trying to tell you about a really critical moment in this war, and you guys are killing me. You could be the wingman. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. The longest single truth supporter can be, I'll be your wingman. How about that? Ordained by Tardio. No. I'm actually dating somebody, so that's just not going to happen. It's just not how I roll. You could call the dating feed speed the ooh, damn. Nope, that ain't gonna happen. I'm not very technological. Pants check. Man, I ain't pants checking right now. That ain't gonna happen. No pants check. Face it, Matt, guns are out. Whose guns are out, man? Okay, listen, so here's what ended up happening. Some idiot went to go give a speech over inside Yemen today. When that idiot went to go give his speech, he ended up having a bunch of people gather in different buildings over around Sana'a, right? Inside Sana'a. What Israel ended up doing was getting intelligence that this was going down. So as they were gathering to all go watch his speech, some of them in apartment buildings, some of them here, some of them there, and Israel, within a matter of minutes, ended up conducting coordinated airstrikes across Sana'a, knocking out some of their most senior leadership. And I mean that with, like, all freaking sincerity when I say their most senior leadership. You have the chief of general staff, the armed forces and general staff, and then also their spokesperson got taken out in that strike. And it's just got reported a little bit ago, their prime freaking minister. It is now being alleged that the prime minister got taken out. Cue ball. Biggest crush on Matt. It's not even funny. Oh, speak the cruise. Oh, God. Do we need to do that? Do we just need to have a speak the truth, like, singles cruise? Is that what, do we need to set that up? You just make it really, really weird for everybody. Like, y'all can go do whatever weird stuff you want and just get really weird with each other. Oh, my goodness. You guys wouldn't like it if I hosted the single cruise. I'll tell you that right now. How do I join the Discord? Connor Murphy, in order to join the Discord, you got to be a true supporter. Once you're a true supporter, as a matter of fact, I'll actually get it done here at the end of this podcast. Up over on the post over on our YouTube channel, I'll end up dropping that in there for all the true supporters. See, you click on it, you go, and you get in the Discord. Matt definitely is stirring up a... I don't even know what that is. Chicken fight. Danny says 500,000 Yemeni Jews in Israel plus Mossad. That's very similar to the coordinated meeting on the first day in Iran. Yeah. It's kind of funny, you know, there's a lot of people that are actually running around with conspiracy theories right now saying that Israel's intelligence ended up going way up after Jackson Hinkle ended up, you know, visiting Yemen. So everybody now is and has been for a while been like, well, what if this whole Jackson Hinkle thing is just a giant conspiracy theory? What if that man is actually a freaking, oh my God, Ranger Pennies on Speak the Cruise? Oh, goodness, man. Can we do it? Really? Speak the Truth Rage Day would actually be fun. I would be down for that, except I feel like I would end up getting Chris Kyle'd. Volk 1410, all these people hitting on you explains why so many people want to pants check you, Matt. Who the hell is hitting on me in the chat? Who's doing this? There's not even like the, I know Jasmine's in here. Yeah, Volk says, yeah. Oh, yeah, look at her giving the wink and the nod. Chaotic Clyde coming in with 10, just throwing it out there. Apparently you guys like it when I like invite you guys to be able to freaking do some stuff, man. It's absolutely freaking nuts what you guys got going on over there. I'm watching the beginning right now, and my son was in the school in Perry, Iowa when that shooting happened. That's really sad, Jeremy. That is really sad. Sorry about that. I mean, that's just traumatic for a kid, whether or not he was wounded or witnessed anything. I mean, either way, all that crap is just sad. Oh, Linda. Linda Liu's going after Jasmine. Linda, I don't know if Jasmine swings that way. I don't know. All right. Here we have the Gaza Strip, and this is the latest geolocated advancements coming out of there of where the IDF is at. As you guys can see, they are starting to advance up over and around Gaza City. And as I told you, they are taking this thing very, very slow. Mighty Spatula says, I don't have anything to say. Well, thank you very much, Mighty Spatula. Appreciate that. So they are pushing in and they're working their way up over here in order to surround Gaza City. They're taking their sweet time. Yeah, this chat has gotten really weird. Mike wants everybody to know he's in his underwear. What the hell is wrong with you people, man? All right, there's a look at Gaza City, where they're surrounded, where they've advanced to so far. They have pushed into some of the urban areas, obviously. Jabalia up over in the, well, it'd be like the bottom right corner of your screen, up over here. But they are pushing in and starting to surround that area and getting after it. What the word on the ground is, they are conducting combat operations in numerous areas in and around Gaza. Not a lot of information has came out of there. Very few videos. Hamas has been surprisingly quiet, along with the Al-Qassam brigades. Mad Army Vet says, Matt, I bet Jasmine would mop the floor with you. I don't even know what that means, to be honest. I mean, I get it, but I don't know how she would mop the floor. I don't even know about that. Gold about to break to new all-time highs, guys. You know, Bodan, I actually believe that. I really do. I think gold's about to bust out, and so is silver here in the very near future. That's going to be the little brief update that I'm going to give you guys over on Israel with the Houthis, because not a lot's going on over there, but we are going to end up talking about Ukraine for a hot minute as all that was coming in. This video is actually put out by Richard Woodruff, who has been in Ukraine since 2022, volunteering for the Ukrainian Armed Forces.
It's 5:30 in the morning here in Ukraine. People are buried under the rubble in Kyiv. We just got the alert that there are more missiles and more Shaheds. It's another sleepless night. I was just about to ask you to please pray for Ukraine, but clearly it's fucking doing nothing. Please, can we just do something? Tomorrow, let's all just do something. This shouldn't be normal, and yet it is. These poor fucking people are under the rubble right now. The screams of the Ukrainians coming from the rubble in Kyiv.
Now, I will say, if that man is acting, that is some dang good acting, and I don't think he is. I mean, it is some serious freaking blast that ended up taking place. I'm going to give you guys a count here in just a little bit. Nuke1266 says, serious question, since you have a Leo background, what is an actual good response for someone door knocking claiming to be Leo or feds if concerned about someone wearing a false flag? That's actually quite simple. Call the police. Like, call 911. Don't call 911. Call the, depending on what they're doing, right? Use common sense here. But if they're just knocking, be like, cool, I'm going to call and confirm. Call the freaking cops. Call the police. Ask the dispatcher if there's actually law enforcement outside your house. Because if there's not, like, number one, the feds should be coordinating with the local PD, so they should be tracking it even if it's the feds. But if they're not, then they're going to absolutely send the cops over there to check it out and see what's going on. And then that person ends up going down. Right? Using common sense. Just go ahead and dial. Pick up your phone and freaking dial. Don't open the phone for, or don't open the door for them if you're not sure. All right? Now, if they're banging on your door, screaming at police, warrant, police, warrant, police, warrant, move away from the door because the dang thing's about to get knocked in. Doc Hook flying for $5 says, could you imagine the crowded AOR over Gaza? Holy crap. No, I couldn't, man. Like, that, I've thought about that so many times on how absolutely insane the Gaza Strip's got to be and how jam-packed it is. Jay Dolan, I think we need to pray tonight after the show. Jay Dolan, you're probably not wrong, my friend. It is that time. It is that time. Welcome to the new True Supporters that just jumped in, full of a took. And where'd you go? Mountain Maid? I don't even know. I can't even freaking read tonight, man. What the heck, dude? Yeah. So while all of that's going on, Putin came out and he decided to let everybody know that, you know, all of this was happening because, you know, we started the war, apparently. We ended up having, let's see here, 14 dead after more than 600 missiles and drones were actually shot. That is an extremely large attack that ended up getting launched on Ukraine yesterday. Venezuela has that oil. Yeah, everybody always thinks it's about oil, man. That's just not always how it goes down. Danny Golan coming to give now Speak the Truth membership, and Farrell becoming a True Supporter. Good to have you guys in the house. Russian missile smashes the British consul building. Yep, that happened. We're going to show you guys the video and the images and stuff like that from the streets, and them actually going down. I'm not mopping no floors. Oh, Jasmine, see? I mop floors. I would expect my woman to be mopping floors, too. If I can mop a floor, so can you. United States just approved the sale of those freaking missiles right there to the tune of $825 million. It's a 3350 ERAM air-launched cruise missile. Denmark, Norway, and the Netherlands are going to end up funding that, which is a very good thing, because Zelensky actually just came out with a new statement on what was going on.
Шановні українці, українки, весь день сьогодні на кількох локаціях в Києві тривали рятувальні роботи, розбирали завали після російського удару. Це був один із найбільших ударів. Було майже 600 дронів, 31 ракета, в тому числі балістичні. Станом на цей час відомо про 19 загиблих в Києві, з них 4 дитини. Мої співчуття всім рідним та близьким. Цей удар абсолютно чітко демонструє, що російські цілі дійсно не змінилися. Вони хочуть воювати, б'ють не тільки по наших людях, не тільки по наших містах, наших громадах. Росія зараз завдає ударів по всім у світі, хто прагне миру. Це удар по Україні, це удар по Європі. Також це удар Росії по президенту Трампу, по інших глобальних суб'єктах. У Вашингтоні ми чули, що Путін начебто готовий до закінчення війни, до зустрічі на рівні лідерів та вирішення ключових питань. Але він обирає...
I think you guys get the point. All right. Zelensky, in his statement, ended up giving out the updated death toll and also the amount of wounded, and is literally accusing Putin, rightfully so, of attacking Europe and the United States. He did last week. They ended up striking the U.S. factory way the hell over by Lviv. It's got nothing out there, right? It's way far away from the front line. Largest U.S. company, so on and so forth. But White House ended up coming out today and stating that the two leaders, Zelensky and Putin, are not going to be coming to the table. And so Trump now has to come out with a new statement. Remember how I was saying, like, Trump doesn't understand this conflict whatsoever, and he keeps getting fooled by Putin. I don't trust the man as far as I can throw him, but maybe, just maybe, on a freaking off chance, there's hope that this thing might actually work out. And it's not. it's not working out, ladies and gentlemen. And in my opinion, it's just going to continue to get worse. I prophesized, I don't even know if that's the proper term to use. I shouldn't use the term prophesized. I prophesized that Russia is going to start getting a little bit more desperate in the things that they're doing, right? Here's your strike, by the way. Two of them, actually, right outside of that freaking console building. Prophesize that Russia's going to start getting more desperate, and you're going to start seeing more stuff like this taking place. And I also said I wouldn't be surprised if you end up seeing some WMDs being used on the front line in the form of actual chemical weapons like nerve and or blister agents being deployed by Russia on the front line. That's just not me making this stuff up. I don't, for the life of me, I really do not think Russia is doing all of that well over on the front. Right? They've got a lot of people that continue to get killed on a daily basis, and they're not really taking a lot of ground for it. And truthfully, it's kind of embarrassing for them. It's, you know, they're embarrassed because they can't sit back and tell the truth about what actually took place and how they got kicked all the way out of the east and down to the zero line. And so for that reason, I think they're going to continue to launch attacks like that one that you just had up on your screen. There's multiple different angles that ended up getting captured of these different strikes. There's another angle of these strikes taking place. Look at that sucker, just ends up ripping right through that building. Let me go back and play that for you again. Blow it up nice and big so you can actually watch that go down. Look at that. It's freaking insane. And this crap was smashing, like I said, over 600, right? Ended up like going and crashing down. Here's a British blah, blah, blah.
So this building behind me is...
blah, blah, blah. British consulate building.
So this building behind me is the British Council, and they basically support peace and prosperity between Ukraine and the United Kingdom. And it's been destroyed by a Russian missile this morning. And this building regularly, on a daily basis, contains British government staff, British employees. And the Russians know that. And the Russians decided to put a missile into this street at the early hours of this morning. And moments like this should wake people up in the United Kingdom, that Russia isn't just at war with Ukrainians, they're at war with everybody in the West. They were perfectly happy to hit this building, and they'll be perfectly happy to hit buildings like it continuously. And if you look around at this street, there are no military targets. This is a residential street filled with people sleeping, children sleeping, and again, the British government building.
No big surprise there. Russia just throwing ballistic missiles wherever the hell they want. Matt, have you heard from Texas actually? Yes, I did. I have heard from him. Texas is doing good. He's alive and kicking. Texas is just fine. Obviously, a little bit upset over the recent events. Right there is a good look at that consular building. All the people gathered up on the streets. There's other ones that are actually showing casualties and stuff like that being drug away. I avoided putting those ones up on the screen. Crazy Ivan at the helm, that's for dang sure. Yeah, you're 100% right. Crazy Ivan is at the helm of all of this crap, and he's just doing whatever the hell he wants, which is why, hey, I like that, how somebody says actual journalism. Yeah, it's amazing that somebody actually went out there and properly documented this crap, right? But it wasn't just that they got. They also went after, and they ended up striking a train over inside of Ukraine. Yes, that's right, trains. They went after their freaking train cars because that's what they got to do. Somebody says, Texas actual, we miss you. Yeah, we all miss Texas, actually. Texas is a good dude. Look at that. Trains. So why would they go after the trains? Well, it's my hypothesis that because Ukraine has been striking so many of the Russian supply trains, they decided to go after this, one of their like high-speed light rails that they have over there. I'd give you $20 at Nate Vance, but it may give the wrong impression. Oh, is Nate in the chat tonight? I was actually talking to Nate Vance earlier tonight. Nate's doing pretty good. I'm hoping to get to hang out with him actually this weekend. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually can make and keep friends. Here's a look at some of the destruction taking place. I got to figure out how to silence that dang thing when I open that up. Here's a look at some of the destruction taking place by somebody that's literally just driving around. This is a civilian video of somebody just out on the street. Clearly a ballistic missile or, you know, some other munition had smashed into that area over inside of Ukraine, destroying a metric ton of crap. The devil you don't know says... the Russia look stupid every day this war goes on, and how they are being stopped by Ukraine, like no longer superpower. Why doesn't Trump call it out to the world? Russians are paranoid about being embarrassed. Yeah, definitely one of the points I ended up making to Scott Ritter when I was debating him the other day, when he was like, oh, America doesn't want that smoke. Russia ended up lowering their threshold for freaking nuclear power, and nobody wants mutually assured destruction. America doesn't want to do that. Donald Trump doesn't want to go to war. He wants to avoid war. And I'm like, okay, well, what the hell did we send two nuclear subs off the coast of Russia for the other day, right before they ended up meeting, right? Like that's that strength part in the peace through strength. That's why we bomb the crap out of freaking Yemen. That's why we bomb the crap out of Iran. The United States is so freaking nuts. And we were planning on bombing Iran for like 20 years. We developed a 30,000 pound bomb just for them. Hear me out. We developed a 30,000 pound bomb just for Iran. What do you think the United States of America developed just for Russia? Everybody said that Fordow would be impossible to freaking strike. Everybody said Fordow is going to be like just this hard military target. God only knows if we're going to end up like destroying that sucker. A 30,000 pound bomb. We did over 100 test shots with it. We only built 20 of those flipping things and we dropped, what was it, 12? We dropped over half of our supply because we knew that's all we needed. We just depleted the crap out of ourselves because we're like, meh. 100 test shots later, 20 years of development, 30,000 pound bomb, launched from the United States of America, landed back in the United States of America. We can do whatever the hell we want. Go ahead, Russia. You want that smoke? Bring that smoke. Do it. I dare you. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, the stuff the U.S. has in its arsenal, I don't even think I don't even have like a good idea of how much crap we actually have. If push comes to shove, it actually comes down to that. I think Russia is going to end up like having a rude awakening. But I also think the same thing for the Chinese and the Russians. I think that they have some stuff that we're likely unaware of. I'm not saying it's going to be an all out butt kicking. Nobody's going to end up dying, but I'm telling you, it wouldn't be pretty for them. Smokey Sergeant says, evil will always exist. Train and learn to recognize it so you can avoid it. But if you can't avoid it, be ready to deal with it. 100% Smokey. Devil, you don't know. Doesn't Russia look stupid? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we went over that one. Yep. Who green lights these sorts of strikes? It just seems a bit strange to go for these places when they are struggling on the front. Right. You would think that Russia, if they would have directed all of these munitions down and smashed a certain portion of the front line, would actually like go to breakthrough, right? Like you would think that. And maybe they would have like a decent effect and maybe make it somewhere. Oh, Tony, he dropped multiple F-bombs on me, bud. Multiple F-bombs on me. That's the thing that most people don't understand is those guys are so dug in. And those positions are so dang well defended on the front that when they are getting bombed, when they are getting artied, when they are getting freaking droned to death all day long, those positions still stand. And even then, what you end up having is you end up having like not just overlapping sectors of fire, but you have multiple different layers of fire up on the front. It's not just the soldiers with their freaking rifles. It's the guys in the back with the drones. It's the freaking artillery fire. It's the tanks. It's the armor. And it's the air support and all of that stuff. You're talking about a full-scale conventional conflict dug in and entrenched on the front lines. Trillions in debt. Yeah, we got stuff. Yeah, Bobby, that's the best. You know, Jimmy Bob, that is probably the best way that you can go about describing that, about the amount of crap that we have. Now, I am going to bring this up, and I'm just going to state this for the record because I think it needs to be said. I ended up getting alerted him. Adam Ennis, you guys might know this guy, also known as Braveheart, ended up getting detained today over inside of Ukraine. This man has been out of the Ukrainian military. He went over there in 2022 to volunteer for the Ukrainian Armed Forces, served very honorably. Ukrainian papers ended up dubbing the man a war hero for some of the things that he did. Russia ended up putting out a warrant on his freaking head. The man absolutely crushed it over inside of Ukraine. After he got wounded at the end of 2023, he ended up having to get medevaced over by Donetsk. He took part in some very, very major battles. Kupiansk, Kharkiv, Kiev, actually liberating Kiev, like pushing all the way across the front, various places across Donetsk. Crushed it. Massive man. After he got out of the military in 2023, after his contract and everything was up at the end of December, in January, he actually started volunteering to bringing in vehicles. Over 200 vehicles this man helped deliver to get inside Ukraine. Crossed the border, God only knows how many times. God only knows how many freaking stamps on this man's passport. Today, he was going to leave Ukraine to continue on with the stuff that he does, because you got to go over and then come back, and then you leave and then you come back, and you leave and you come back. This is why he's got so many dang stamps on his passport. Well, he was going to leave today, and he ended up getting detained. they said that he was AWOL. And a snowball's chance in hell, this man is AWOL, I can tell you that much. And after 2 years of being out of the service, almost 2 years in December, it'd be 2 years of having his contract fulfilled, they detained him, started moving him back. Embassy in UK has been notified, but I'm bringing this up because they're currently pushing him back out to the east. We're going to go ahead and call this a clerical error for right now, and we're just going to say, Ukraine, it's time to get it together and release this man so he can continue on doing what he's doing. And hey, while you got him in captivity over there, after you detained him, maybe, just maybe, you can pay him his injury pay that he's owed for when he got wounded and medevaced out near Donetsk. Just throwing it out there, you know, if you're listening. Just want to throw that one out there. Holy freaking crap. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a wild ride. I hope you guys found love tonight. I really do. I hope every single one of you guys found some love. That's what you guys need in this world. Like, all you need is love. Yeah, everybody needs it, right? Let me go over here. Oh, my Lord, man. You guys just... Oh. This chat, man, I don't even know what to do with you guys tonight. No freaking clue what to do with you guys anymore. Some of that stuff was just freaking nuts that I ended up seeing coming across. No idea where you guys get all this freaking crap from. All right. Scripture today is going to come out of 1 Timothy 4. And let's see, we're going to go verse 4 through 10. All right. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by the means of the word of God in prayer. And pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Jesus Christ, constantly nourished in the words of faith and the sound of doctrine, which you've been following, but have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purposes of godliness. For bodily discipline is the only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving of full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed and hope to the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially in believers. How am I going to throw this out there? Staying away from the fables, sticking to the truth, doing everything that is honest, right? And actually taking care and honoring your body is one thing, because your body is a temple, right? The other thing that goes into that is like protecting that as well, including your mind, body, and spirit. And how do we go about protecting our mind and body, right? And our spirit. For me, it is going out and it is seeking proper, what do we call it over here? Proper guidance, right? Wise counsel. Like, who am I seeking my freaking wise counsel through? And I actually have like several people I'll go to, and I don't go to seek an echo chamber, and I don't go to people that I know are just going to tell me things I want to hear. I go to the people that are willing to give me honesty that's going to end up hurting my feelings sometimes, because it absolutely matters. And at the end of the day, I end up having to look myself in the mirror, and that also helps take care of my like mind, body, and spirit to be able to say those things and be able to like know them and speak them honestly. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have wise counsel and you're not like exercising some discipline on a daily basis for the different things that you know you need to get cleaned up out of your life, you absolutely need to. We went over this last week about you're instructed to flee from sin, right? Like, that's what you should be doing. So make sure that you are doing that in everything that you do. Do your best to absolutely try it. With that, Lord, please look after the families of those affected over in Minneapolis. Take care of them. Be with those who are affected by this tragedy and those who are affected by tragedies around the world on a daily basis. Be with those people all around the world who are dealing with these atrocities. Please enter the hearts of our enemies and have tried to change their hearts before they go and commit another evil act. Have them go in and see what they are doing is wrong. Actually provide them that vision that they're able to clearly see what they're doing is wrong. Lord, please ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to end up doing it for tonight. It's going to end up doing it. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I hope you do. Hope you guys really enjoyed it. If you haven't yet subscribed, I highly suggest you do. Subscribe to the dang channel. Do it. Hit the frickin' subscribe button. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Matt to get some rest. Some good old-fashioned rest. Uh-oh. Wait. Stop. Stop. Christian wants to ask a question. Matt, when is our president going to show peace through strength in regards to Russia? I'm tired of the silence and the lack of action, yet we have National Guard troops being deployed on our soil. Yeah, we do. And Christian, you got to remember, he is also an American first president. So National Guard troops, believe it or not, while they can fall underneath federal order, are just that, National Guard troops. And we've taken great advantage over the National Guard over the last couple of years. And I personally would like to see the National Guard being used for exactly what it's supposed to. When it goes down to strength for Russia, I think that it's going to come down to one of those statements where we just got to tell him what is going to happen. It's pretty sad when we've got convicted pedophiles coming on, you know, debates trying to tell me that Russia is going to dictate the terms of the ends of this. I don't know who Russia thinks they are. I don't know who Putin thinks he is. That's just not how this little sucker is going to turn out. But mark my words, he is waking up. I think Trump is actually waking up, and the White House ended up saying that they're going to come out with a statement. Now, I don't know how much longer he's going to be willing to do this crap. It doesn't seem like he's been negotiating with Putin for very long. I mean, he was negotiating with, what, Iran for several months. It's not like we hadn't had those bombs prepped and ready to go. But I really do think that he tries to avoid doing that stuff at all costs. I think it weighs heavy on him. So hopefully, soon we actually see him, because people are dying on a daily basis. Like I've said it before, overwhelming violence up front actually ends up saving more lives. And that's Matt's philosophy anyways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I'm out. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.